Chapter 44. Armed with the next lines of the riddle and Yvette's broadband internet connection, Sam and Remy locked themselves in the study and went to work. Yvette, ever the gracious host, ordered Langdon to supply them with snacks and beverages, pens and paper, a second laptop, dry erase markers, and a 4x6-foot dry erase board. On this they wrote the riddle in huge block letters. Anguished house fellows in amber trapped. Tassilo and Pepper Gibbous Baia keep safe the place of Hajj. The genius of Ionia, his stride a battle of rivals. A trio of coins, their fourth lost, shall point the way to Frigisinga. They began by compiling a list of synonyms for each word that easily lent itself multiple meanings. They counted 16. Anguished. House, fellows, trapped, gibbous, keep, safe, place, Hajj, genius, stride, battle, rivals, trio, point, way. From these they generated a list of dozens of words. Those they wrote on the board's opposite side in a spiderweb-like chart, branch leading to thread leading to question marks. Next they turned their attention to words they felt had clear links to history. Amber, Tassilo, Baia, Hajj, Genius, Ionia, coins, which they also placed on the board in their own separate columns and lists. Once done, they divided up the words and began scouring the internet for historical references, which they plugged into briefs of each word. Five of the words, Amber, Tassilo, Baia, Hajj, Ionia, had links to well-known places, peoples, or things. Amber was a fossil resin used for jewelry. Tassilo was the given name of a long line of Bavarian kings. Hajj was the name of the yearly Islamic pilgrimage to the holy site of Mecca. Baia, which meant mine, was the name of a commune in Romania on the Moldova River, and Ionia was a Greek island in the North Aegean Sea. Unfortunately, like their list of synonyms, each of these historical references was in itself a web of facts and double meanings and cross-connections. Breaking only to eat and drink and refresh themselves in the study's attached bathroom, Sam and Remy kept at it through the morning into late afternoon until finally they decided on a different tack, to focus their attention on a single line of the riddle, hoping its solution would start a domino effect. They decided to try the second line. Tassilo and Pepper Gibbous Baia keep safe the place of Hajj, Remy recited, absently tapping her temple with a pencil. Pepper is easy. It's a French nickname for grandfather. Right. And unless we're missing some other significant reference to Tassilo, we can assume it's a reference to Bavaria. Its history, its landmarks, its culture. Something Bavarian. Agreed. How about Gibbous Baia? They'd already devoted two fruitless hours to Romanian history in hopes of stumbling across an epiphany about the Baia area. Gibbous means a moon that's between half and completely full. Are we sure about that part? Yes, a gibbous moon is... No, I'm asking if that's the only meaning. Sam thought for a moment, then frowned. I'd assumed so. Maybe I shouldn't have. He picked up and shoved books around the desk until he found the dictionary. He found the correct page, scanned the entry, then clicked his tongue. Dumb, Sam.
What?
Gibbous also means humpbacked. So, Gibbous and Baia. Remy was already typing on the laptop. Though much of their in-depth references had come from library sites, their default starting point was good old Google. Here, got something, she said after a few minutes of reading. Put the two together and you get this. Baia is part of a phrase. Men of Baia. It's a rough translation for the word Bavaria. So, the humpback of Bavaria? Sam asked.
No, no.
Remy tapped the keyboard again and scanned the search results. Gotcha. Okay, Tassilo III, the king of Bavaria from 748 to 787, was installed on the throne by Pepin the Short, father of Charlemagne and grandfather of Pepin the Hunchback. Now we're talking, Sam replied. So Tassilo and the Hunchback's grandfather, Pepin the Short, keep safe the place of Hajj. Problem is, I can't find any connection between either of them or Bavaria to Mecca.
It has to be a metaphor or a synonym, Sam replied.
Yes. Or maybe an Islamic artifact somewhere in Bavaria.
Sam, now on his own laptop, did a quick search.
Nope. Nothing jumps out.
Let's keep going. Try another line.
We'll go back to the beginning. Anguished house fellows in amber trapped. We've already got the etymology and synonyms for anguished, house, fellows, amber, and trapped, so how do they all intersect?
Sam plopped down in a chair and leaned his head back, squeezing the bridge of his nose between his index finger and thumb.
I don't know. Something about the line is familiar, though.
Which part?
I don't know.
It's right there. I can almost see it.
They sat in silence for nearly a half hour, each wrapped in thought, their minds swirling with connections and possible connections. Finally, Remy looked at her watch.
It's almost midnight. Let's get some sleep and come back to it fresh in the morning.
Okay.
It's frustrating. I know I'm missing something. I just can't put my finger on it.
4 hours later, as they lay asleep in Yvette's guest suite, Sam bolted upright in bed and muttered, "There you are." Remy, a light sleeper, was instantly awake.
"What? What's wrong, Sam?"
"Nothing. I think I've got it." In their pajamas, they returned to the study, turned on the lights, and powered up their laptops. For 20 minutes, Sam sat at the keyboard, typing and following links as Remy watched from the corner chair. At last, Sam turned around and smiled.
"It's from a book I read in college, The Days of the Upright, by a guy named Roche. He talks about the origin of the word Huguenot."
"French Calvinists, right?" Remy asked.
"Protestants."
"Right. Pretty big group from the 16th to 18th century. Anyway, there are a lot of explanations for where the word Huguenot comes from. Some think it's a hybrid, from the German word Eidgenosse, meaning confederate, and the name Besançon Huguenot, who was involved in early Calvinist history. The etymology most historians subscribe to comes from the Flemish word Wigenuten, which was what some Bible students in Flemish France were nicknamed. Wigenuten would gather secretly in one another's homes to study scripture. The name translates as house fellows. Remy stared at him for 10 seconds before murmuring, "Sam, that's brilliant."
"What would have been brilliant is if I'd come up with it 18 hours ago."
"Better late than never."
"Okay, so we're talking about Huguenots."
"Anguished Huguenots," Sam corrected. Remy stood up and went to their whiteboard and used the dry erase marker to circle their list of synonyms for anguished. There were dozens. No obvious connection between them and Huguenots jumped out at them.
"So let's talk about amber," Sam said, turning to the second part of the line.
"In amber trapped."
"How do you get trapped in amber?"
They brainstormed this for a few minutes before Remy said, "Let's try this. What happens when something gets trapped in amber?"
"You die," Sam offered.
"Before that, immobilized."
"Frozen in place."
"Right." Head down, eyes closed, she paced back and forth.
"Frozen in place.
Like a snapshot."
Sam, his head resting against the chair's headrest, leaned forward.
"Like a painting."
"Yes."
He spun around in his chair and started typing on the laptop.
"Painting. Huguenots."
He scanned the search results.
"Anything?"
"Massacre," he muttered.
"What?" Massacre could be, in a stretch, synonymous with anguished, couldn't it?
Sure.
Then how about this? A painting by François Dubois called The St. Bartholomew's Day Massacre.
What's the context?
Sam scanned the article, then summarized. France, in 1572. From August to October of that year, Catholic mobs attacked minority Huguenots throughout the country. Sam leaned back in his chair and frowned. Anywhere between 10,000 and 100,000 were killed.
If that isn't anguish, I don't know what is,
Remy murmured.
Okay, so combine that with Bavaria.
Sam leaned forward and began typing again, this time using for his major search terms Dubois, St. Bartholomew, and Bavaria, in combination with day and massacre.
Might as well throw in our synonyms for Hajj, Remy said, then dictated from the whiteboard.
Mecca, pilgrimage, Islam, pilgrim. Sam finished typing and hit enter.
A lot of results, he whispered, scrolling through the page.
Nothing obvious, though.
Let's start subtracting and mixing words from the search.
For the next hour, they did just that, trying permutations of their search terms until finally, near sunrise, Sam found something interesting with a combination of St. Bartholomew, Bavaria, and pilgrim. He said with a grin, "Light bulb just popped on."
What? Remy said, then leaned in and read from the screen.
St. Bartholomew's Pilgrim Church, Bavaria, Germany.